Welcome back to the Paul Revere Show. Here we are, first day of spring, and I'm with a young man. I believe he's 31 years old. The proud chair of the Democratic Party of Waukesha County. And I thought, in the spirit of spring, the spirit of the future, and the spirit of democracy, that we would spend some time with Matt tonight and have Matt tell my listeners, tell the world a little bit about you and how you ended up becoming the chair of the Waukesha County Democratic Party.
Hey, Mark, I really appreciate you having me. Thanks, guys. And I wish I was still the young man I once was. So, like you said, my name is Matt Marino. I am the chair of the Waukesha County Democratic Party, and I am very proud. How I got here, in 2016, right after a very tough November, like so many people, I continued my journey with the Democratic Party, and I ran for leadership in the county party. I ran for chair. And a very competitive election, probably the first competitive election in Waukesha County in dozens of years. I was victorious, and I became the youngest county party chair elected in Wisconsin history, any county in the state. And unfortunately, as a 31-year-old, I am still the youngest county party chair serving the Democratic Party in Wisconsin.
So, Matt, one of the reasons we're on here today, we're going to try to encourage others like you, younger than you, to get involved in their political organizations, whether it's independent or, in this case, the Young Dems, and get involved. So tell us a little bit about coming out of the 2016 election. We were just talking before you got on about the fact that I was chair of the Elections Commission at the time. And in November, right, we did a recount. We proved to the world that the elections were fair in Wisconsin and that President Trump did, in fact, win. And then we conducted the 2020 election, same set of rules. Mm-hmm. President Trump lost. President Biden won. But yet we have some people out there that still are believing this lie, the big lie, that somehow elections aren't fair. So tell us a little bit about what you did in those 4 years between 2016 and 2020.
I would love to, but I really want to touch on what you just mentioned, and that Wisconsin has some of the most transparent and fair election laws in the country. It's something we've heard consistently from 2016 up until, we're still hearing today about the possibility of lies or fake votes in Wisconsin. And for anyone who lives here or has any understanding of Wisconsin elections, we know that's just absurd. Because who administers elections? Well, we do as citizens. We have poll workers who live in the community who oversee ballots and the ballot counting. There is no, hidden places, because if you simply volunteer, you can too be a ballot counter and help run the elections in Wisconsin. So, first off, really thank you for that work. So back to your question, what did we do in the last 4 to 5 years? Well, I think understanding what happened in 2016 is very important to understand what we did. And we as Democrats have to admit that in 2016, we were very complacent. I think any Democrat who tries to spin it is lying to you.
That's right. We got our butt kicked.
We sure did. We got punched in the jaw. It's my favorite way to describe it. We got just clocked right in the jaw and had no idea what happened. I too am guilty of it. Did I knock on as many doors in 2016 as I should have? Probably not. Did I show up for every volunteer shift I should have? Probably not. But lots of Democrats around Wisconsin and around the country probably feel the same way. They didn't donate as much as they could have. They didn't work as hard as they could have, because I think all of us in the back of our mind thought, there's no way this guy wins. One of the most unqualified men to ever seek the office of the presidency had no business being in it. And we all got a little complacent. So we started here in Waukesha. We had a really tough conversation of, well, what do we do? What do we need to do? What's working and what's not? And in Waukesha, we had to decide that a lot of stuff we were doing wasn't working. We did a lot of talking to ourselves. And I feel like a lot of political parties love doing that. We love talking to ourselves because who's your biggest fan? Yourselves. So the first thing that we did when I took over was we created a community events committee. We call it community outreach. And we have spent to this day, every single public event in the county that will let us be there, we will be there. If we know about it and you will let political parties there, we want to be there. Is it a farmer's market? Is it a rummage-o-rama? We want to be there because we want to talk to voters. Good, bad, or indifferent. We want to hear what voters are thinking. And we want them to know that the Democratic Party is not this big, scary other that the Republican Party loves to paint us as. We're your friends and neighbors. We make up 40% of your community. And for some people, whether you like it or not, that's just the fact. People around you are different and they think differently, and that's okay. So we have spent, 5 years. We now have over 45 community events a year we do. There are some weekends we're at 2 to 3 different community events. This past weekend, we were at the Lake Country Community Fair. Just having a booth, meeting voters, talking to people. And I'm very proud of the way we operate ourselves. And the difference between the two parties at these events, I think, highlights the entire difference of our parties. At ours, it is 1, 2, maybe 3 volunteers with a booth that's modest. We're more focused on talking to people. We do a lot of listening. I say talking to people, really, we want to listen to people. Ask people what's on their mind. What are they thinking about? How can we connect with them? If you go to the Republican Party, it is clearly bought and paid for by the biggest dollars they can find. There's more flash, there's more gimmicks, and there's not a lot of listening. There's a lot of talking. And the talking is about conspiracy theories. And I think this weekend really hit home with how bad it's getting at the Waukesha County Republican Party. Recently, I was featured in the Freeman, our daily paper here in Waukesha, and talking about the Republican Party of Waukesha County's tendency to show conspiracy-based films, specifically around the election or on January 6th. The conspiracies I was hearing from their table this weekend took it a step further, where they were questioning the Ukrainian war. They were questioning if Russia is in fact invading at all, saying that the videos could be fake, that they could be doctored, and that this sounds like a big government conspiracy to expand NATO.
Wow. That is,
and that
it's I hadn't heard that. So, because I opened the show today recognizing the fact that Putin's invasion and pounding of the Ukrainian people is something that we all have to pay attention to. All of us that care about freedom, liberty, democracy have to be in solidarity with these folks in Ukraine that are just getting massacred. Mm-hmm. And to hear that there are actually Republicans saying that it's not that, I really, that's not the Republicans that I grew up with, right?
So it's not the Republican my father was for many years.
It's just something else. So here, we got a minute until the break. Matt, why don't you just give me another little, following up on what you're doing, and then we'll come back and keep the discussion going.
Yeah, and like you talked about, me being young, as a 31-year-old, I should not be the youngest county party leader in Wisconsin. So one of the things that we have done is we have invested historic amounts in our youth organizing, empowering young leaders to be the future of the party, giving them the skills they need to advocate for the things and the candidates they believe in. Prior to the pandemic, when schools were ravaged, we had the largest high school Democratic chapter in the state of Wisconsin here in the county. Okay. They were even featured as High School Dems of the Year.
Let me hold on that, because I want to hear more about that when we come back.
Sounds great.
We'll be back in a few, folks. Join us with Matt Moreno.